Hi, this is a dictation for Patricia Richpo. PATRICIA RICHBOW. Date of visit is 4/20/2022, and date of birth is 3/13/1990, and date of accident is 4/9/2022. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck and the lower back, severe pain in the left shoulder, severe headaches, pain in the left leg anteriorly. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that she was allegedly traveling in an automobile which was involved in a car accident, leading to all the symptoms that are reported today. She never had any other accident before. History of motor vehicular accident. On 4/20/2022, she was traveling as a front seat passenger, restrained, in a Chrysler 200 on John C. Lodge on the freeway near Wyoming, where this accident occurred. It was a three-car accident. They were hit from a rear-ended. They were rear-ended on a freeway, and the traffic was not stopping or slowing down at almost 90 miles an hour from behind. And after the impact, their car spun and hit the back part of their car hit into the car in front, and then it rolled over 3 to 4 times on a hill. Eventually, it came to stop. They were traveling at around 50 to 60 miles an hour, and the impact of the accident, other car was 80 to 90 miles. It appeared the other guy was drunk. He completely passed out, and he was taken to the hospital. In their car, the driver of their car suffered from a pelvic fracture, and everybody is undergoing treatment. The patient reports that she was restrained, and the airbags were deployed, and she lost her consciousness for a few seconds. It was not a hit-and-run accident, and police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The impact has caused the car to be completely total, with the breakage of front and the rear windshields, and also the tires and axles are broken, transmissions are broken. During this accident, patient reports that she hit her head into the front glass, which got broken from the impact. She also hit her chest and left shoulder into the dashboard, which got bruised very badly, and there was a contusion on the left shoulder. Her left leg was swollen and tender. It hit into something hard. Her neck injured in a whiplash to the headrest. After she jarred her head into the headrest. History of presenting illness, patient reports severe headaches, which are mostly located at the front, and they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, severe, constant, and sensitive to the light and sensitive to the noise. However, there is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the additional symptom of TBI, patient does report she is suffering from dizziness, vertigo, lightheadedness, loss of balance, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. But she denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event. She denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. There is no history of any seizures, nausea, vomiting, and no loss of vision field. Reports of weakness and lightheadedness. In addition, patient is suffering from severe pain in the neck, which is 10, lower back pain is 10, and left shoulder pain is 10, 8 to 9, and the pain in the left leg anteriorly is reported, which is also severe, and the leg is swollen. These pains are continuous, and they're affecting her life, ADLs, or activities, 9 to 10. In general, they're described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, and aching. Pain severity is from 8 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, coughing, standing, walking. and improved by pain medication. So far she has had X-rays and CT scan that was supposedly normal, but we do not have the report from Sinai Grace Hospital. In addition, patient reports of numbness and tingling. In the shoulder and neck. So far she has had no medical treatment at all. And system review is all completely negative. Partial surgical history none. Allergy to the medications none. Family history is non-contributory. She, mother, father is alive. She has two brothers, five sisters, and they're all normal and no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single and lives alone. She's unemployed due to the pain, employment status, but she was working as Walmart stocking clerk and is lifting 20, 30 pounds and walks all day long. History of disability in the past, none. Legal history, patient is retained Kevin Gordon as attorney. A personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. She has a lot of loss of appetite, tiredness, general activity, mood, sleep, and enjoyment of life, and ability to concentrate are all affected, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADOs that are affected are as follows, reported by the patient, and they are standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, and cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, ability to lift dinner plates are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The personal hygiene and walking is affected 9. Toileting, bathing, dressing are affected 8. Eating, writing, dialing a phone, opening containers are affected 7. She reports a weakness of the left arm and has dropped her phone a couple times. She also points out severe pain on the left sacroiliac joint area. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 163 over 108, pulse is 78, respiratory rate is 18, temperature 9.0, height is 5'6", weight 240, pulse ox is 99. The patient is a 32-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Sitting comfortably, she is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any cane or any adaptive device. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination. The gait is normal. Musculature examination reveals that there is a spasm in the paraspinal muscles only, and the rest of the muscles are completely normal, with normal tone, bulk, and contraction. Some tenderness is reported in the left deltoid and left rotator cuff muscles, and other than that, there is no other finding in the muscles. No trigger points are noticed. And rest of the muscles have a normal tone, bulk, and contraction with no clonus articulation or abnormal tremors. There is no muscle spasm, tenderness, atrophy of the muscle is noted. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation will be from the template. Spine tenderness is located in the cervical spine C567 as well as L12345 spine and left-sided sacroiliac joint. The hypertonicity is not present, cervical tenderness is not present, trigger points are not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 45. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, and bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, and Lermit test is positive. Diffraction test is negative, Soto Hall test negative. Thoracic spine Bruce test and slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernig test is positive for the left side. Straight leg raising test is positive for the left. Contralateral leg rest test is positive. I'm sorry, the Budzinski Kernig test is negative. Let me repeat. Budzinski Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test on the left is positive. Contralateral leg rest test is positive on the right. Brugger test is negative. Chem test was positive. And Babinski test is negative. Sacroiliac joints, left sacroiliac joint is tender. Standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test was positive. Distraction test positive. Faber test is positive on the left. Gonsalin test is positive on the left. And the Rendelberg sign is negative. Examination of the extremities, except for the left shoulder and left arm, upper arm, rest of the extremities are, and also the left leg, upper part of the leg, all the other extremities are found to be completely normal with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein, or range of motion of all the joints is normal, foot test is negative, no leg bend, discrepancy is noticed, the gait is normal, patient is not using a cane or adaptive devices. The examination of the left shoulder reveals that there is a weakness of the left arm in general. Motor power is 4/5. On inspection, the left shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation. On palpation, there are no tender points noticed, and muscle strength is definitely reduced. The range of motions are also limited. The range of motion of the shoulder in abduction is maximum up to 140 degrees. After that, there is a seizure pain in the entire deltoid as well as in the rotator cuff. There is also a weakness of the left arm. The motor power is 4/5. Special tests were conducted, and Hawken Cannon test and empty beer can test, speed test, near test were not positive. They were not positive. Anterior posterior apprehension was not positive. Drop arm test was not positive. Examination of the wrist and hand did not reveal any positive Phelan sign, tenor sign, or any issue with the carpal tunnel compression. Peripheral pulses are normal. Motor power of the wrist is 4/5, although peripheral circulation is okay. No swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture are noticed, and there is no atrophy of the thin or prominent. Examination of the left leg reveals that there is a small, some contusion in the area of 3/3 inches in the front of the shin or anterior part of the tibia. It's possible that there may be a fracture because it's quite severely tender. But there's no other finding noticed. There's no abnormality or any broken lining as such of the skin. No laceration is noticed. But a healing contusion is there. Other than that, no finding. An X-ray will be ordered at this time. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows. General is VA9.2 XT 110. S06.301A. S09.90XA. 854.06. And then M62.830. Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, G44.329, F41.1, F32.9. Once again, S06.301A. Nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Lower extremities, pain in the left leg is M79.605. Rule out fracture of the tibia or fibula. Cervical spine M54.2, 0.20, 54.12, 53.82, S1 3.4 XXL. Lumbar spine M54.55, 1.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXL. Sacroiliac spine left sided 46.1. M99.04. Plan of care for Patricia Richpo is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Following medications are provided for the patient. Oh, first the physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, the lower back, the left shoulder, and the left leg and left sacroiliac joint with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise plan. Patient is found disabled for work, housework, transportation and case management. Medications are provided ibuprofen 600 mg 3 times a day for 90 tablets to help with the healing and provide anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day to relieve the muscle spasm. Trazodone 100 mg at night is provided to provide a good sleep, help pain relief, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain. Lidocaine gel 3% for topical pain relief. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN 75 tablets per headache. Tylenol with narcotic analgesic, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 2 times a day, 7 days are provided for pain which is severe affecting the life functions and sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psych, yes. For anxiety, for TBI symptoms. Patient will be referred to neuropsychiatry also in the next visit. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. We'll be sending a request to the Panagrace. International pain procedure, none are being ordered right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation will be ordered later. Attended care case workers, none. Past medical records, none. Investigations. No investigation is being ordered at this time except X-ray of the left tibia to rule out fracture. DME. Patient is provided with a neck brace, soft collar, and a back brace XXL. Education, yes. Weightless program, yes. Patient is 240 pounds. Her blood pressure is high. She is advised to lose some weight. And then follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.